Good morning, it's Monday, and it's the Poorly Health Podcast, episode 4, 30th of April, 2018. I'm your host, Paul, and today we're getting started with the quote of the day. It's hard work beats talent. So that means that we can always outwork talent. Put the hours in, put the effort in, grind it out. You will beat someone who's just talented, and you'll even develop your own talent for the task or the activity which you're interested in. Hard work will get you there. It also helps if you're passionate and, you know, you have that desire to work hard, because then it'll just, you'll be doing it with a smile on your face. But yeah, effort will beat talent. Okay, so today's topic of the day, we're going to talk about how to get over a plateau in your training. So how do you get over that rut in your training when you just find that you're going to the gym and you're just not really progressing? So how do you fix that? But firstly, how does a plateau occur? So the plateau occurs because we're not pushing ourselves, we're not developing, we might not even be keeping track of what we're lifting or we're doing. So we always just go in the gym and we do the same thing. So basically they occur because we're not pushing forward, we're not increasing intensity. So you might ask, how can you increase intensity? So I've got a couple of points today. We're going to talk about drop sets, supersets, rest pause, negative training, training with a partner, and also recording your lifts. So these are some methods that you can implement into your training to make sure that you don't plateau. Or if you do plateau, you can get out of that plateau. So firstly, a drop set. Drop set is when you complete a set of an exercise and then drop the weight and then complete another exercise. So a good example of this one is, let's say you're doing a 50 kilo squat. You do 15 reps, and then the instant you finish the 15th rep, you take off 20 kilos and you complete a 30 kilo squat for another 15 reps. So that's a drop set. That basically increases the intensity on your training. Making it more difficult, and it'll definitely get you out of that plateau, I can guarantee. The next one is a superset. So a superset is when you pair two exercises together. So for example, you could say we're going to pair the squat and the deadlift together. So we're going to complete 15 reps of a squat and then instantly move over and complete 15 reps of a deadlift. This will definitely get the heart rate moving, I can guarantee you, and it'll definitely get you out of that plateau. So rest pause. Basically, the rest pause is when you complete a set of an exercise, rest for a very short period, and then instantly complete another set. And then that's one full set. So an example is, let's say squat again. So the 15 reps, complete 15 reps of the squat, rest for 10 seconds, and then complete another 15 reps of the squat. And that, again, will definitely get you out of a plateau, 100% guarantee. It's very difficult. And it'll definitely increase our heart rate, which in turn increases intensity, which in turn gets you out of that plateau. Okay, so the next one is a negative training. So with the negative training, it's this one's a bit more difficult. Basically, you can overload, so put a whole bunch of weight onto an exercise. So for example, let's take a bicep curl. Let's load that bicep curler up. Let's say we're going to do a 50 kilo bicep curl. What we do, you're going to need a training partner for this one. Your training partner will help you lift the weight up, and then you need to try and hold the weight and slowly release as you come down and open up the bicep. Okay, so that one's, you can't do negative training on all exercises, but you definitely can on most. But again, you'll need a training partner, because you have to go heavy and put that additional strain. But yeah, again, that's going to definitely increase intensity and get you out of that plateau. The next one is to train with a partner. So finding someone basically who can make you accountable for turning up to the gym and pushing yourself. A lot of people who train on their own tend to plateau out, but if you can find someone that's, you know, just as motivated as you, then you can work together and push each other and, you know, impress each other. I definitely think training with a partner is very important when it comes to the gym work, and definitely getting out of those plateaus. So if you are in a plateau, perhaps it's time to go and find someone to train with. And lastly, we're just recording your lifts. So you don't have to do it right then and there, but if you want, you know, you can take a pen and paper to the gym and just record the last weight that you lifted, or, you know, the weight that you lifted in each set, so that you can take that and then the next week you can come back and improve on it. A lot of the time you just sort of forget, and we don't want to forget. We want to improve. We want progress. So it's a good, important tool to record the weights on the exercises that you complete, so that way you can come back and improve. That's about it today. So there's just some ideas for you to get out of your plateau in your training. But yeah, definitely, you know, definitely probably get a training partner. That's definitely the first one. But then, you know, definitely look at implementing the drop set, superset, rest, pause, negative. And definitely restart recording your lifts, because I think that that's definitely a fantastic way to sort of push forward. Thank you. And I just wanted to sort of make a bit of an announcement. I've got a free trial at the moment of my 4-week transformation program. It's available through my Facebook. There's a couple of posts with the link, and my Instagram, the link in the bio. If you guys click through that, you just put your email address in, hit the button, and I send you the program. So just give the first week a try for me, and then let me know if you know, if you're interested in buying it, or and I'll send you another email so you can, with a link so that you can get it. It's a fantastic program. So far, I've had fantastic results and really, really good feedback from the program. But yeah, it's found on my Facebook and Instagram pages. And I just wanted to also say that my online coaching program is just about finished now. So I'm really looking to start taking on some new clients soon. So if you're interested in online coaching, there's a lot of benefits. You know, cost is the first one. And you get a lot more value from an online coach than you do, you know, with the face-to-face coaching. You might get the motivation to turn up, but you only get me for an hour. I can't, you know, I haven't got enough time in my day to sort of help you out all week. So I've got my online coachings, and I've got programs, nutrition, the whole package, goal setting. We do the whole thing. I monitor, I'm in contact. We communicate. It's fantastic. It's a great opportunity. And if you're really looking to get some really good results, I'd highly suggest that you hit me up about the online coaching. It'd be fantastic. But yeah, no, thank you. So that wraps up podcast episode 4. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope to talk to you later this week. Goodbye.